talking about Mr. McDougal?
Yeah, I think some people may have thought he was a little strict, but, you know, he kept us in line. You know, we did what we had to do. In contrast to Mr. McDougal's, you know, what people would call was strict, when I went to Chapel Hill High, I thought the people had lost their minds. I saw things that were just appalling to me.
What kind of things did you find appalling?
There was lots of intimacy among the students, between
right.
the lockers, they would spread blankets on the ground and lay down on the blankets together. I'd never seen anything like that. Boys and girls holding hands and that kind of stuff. We just didn't do that stuff at Lincoln. I mean, it was an experience that I had never seen, much less experienced. School was not a place that those kind of behaviors took place.
What about smoking at school? Did you see them?
Oh, yes. They'd sit on that rock wall and smoke till the cows come home. Now, I mean, the kinds of things that, you know, that were going on there were just totally, I mean, that's what was more appalling to me, the looseness of the behaviors. And we just didn't have those. I didn't experience that at Lincoln. Now, we would no more, we would sit on the grass, but we didn't bring a blanket to lay down on the grass. You might have your books, and you might put your books down on the ground at Lincoln and sit on top of them, but you weren't sprawled out sunning with a female or a male counterpart.
Did they have halter tops? You mentioned you weren't allowed to wear halter tops at Lincoln.
They did.
The men take their shirts off in sun?
They did.
Right on campus?
Right on campus. And see, we would have never thought about doing that.
So it's a very different society.
It was like a whole new world. I said, what is wrong with these people? And I was like, I just wasn't used to that. I had not seen it. I had not experienced it. I just thought it was just, there was a lot of physical contact.
Hugging and kissing?
Uh-huh. Lots of physical contact. So, gee. And I mean, to even see them roll up together in a blanket out on the front lawn and stuff.
Just not part of your scene.
Just not part of my scene. I have just not seen such looseness.
Did you see alcohol?
No, I can't say I saw alcohol. I mean, I don't recall seeing alcohol.
So the dress code was different?
Dress code was different. People were more promiscuous.
Openly promiscuous?
Yes, openly.
Did you see pregnancies there at Chapel Hill High School?
You didn't see pregnancy, but you knew the girls would disappear for about 6 months, and then you'd hear, well, so-and-so had a baby and went to a home and had a baby. And then the next year, they come on back to school.
Were there other differences that you saw between Lincoln and Chapel Hill that surprised you, that were different, maybe didn't surprise you?
Just the looseness. I just felt there was more loose behavior. I don't know a better way to put it, at Chapel Hill High than there was at Lincoln. There were more rules at Lincoln than at Chapel Hill High. That's what I really saw, that I thought was different.
So discipline, is that what I'm hearing you say, that discipline was more lax at Chapel Hill High than at Lincoln? Dress code different?
Mm-hmm. All of that.
Chewing gum?
Everything.
Could you chew gum at Chapel Hill High?
You could chew gum and eat potato chips and do anything else you wanted to do.
You couldn't eat potato chips at
I mean,
Lincoln?
You know, like openly sitting up in some classes and doing that. You could there, but you couldn't at Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we didn't even think about doing it. It was just a much more relaxed environment. And it was just a totally different environment.
Did you find that relaxed environment uncomfortable?
At first I did.
And then what happened after at first?
Well, after you see it for a while, you just say, oh, well, this is the way it's going to be. And then, you know.
What did you feel in here about?
Nothing. I don't recall feeling anything. I more or less wondered why it was this way in one setting and different in another setting. But inside, I don't think I really felt anything particularly. Because I still more or less was with my friends that I went there with. I didn't become, we desegregated, but we did not become integrated. And that was the difference. I felt that the male counterparts who went there probably became more integrated than the females. Gene Hines, who played football, I think, was more, his setting became more integrated, I think. The females like Carolyn, Sheila, Deborah, and Gene Hines' sister and myself, we more or less kind of stuck together as a group.
What about after school? Did you go back to the Hargrave Center and hang out, or did you do activities at school?
I went home.
You went home.
The only after school, and that wasn't after school, the only extracurricular thing that I participated in at Chappie High was the course. I did participate in the course. But other than that, I didn't. I was no longer in the band.
Why did you drop out of the band?
I just never joined the band at Chapel
Hill. Why did you not join the band?
I don't really know. I don't know if I didn't want to be the only one or what. But I never joined the band.
Were you the only one in the chorus?
No.
So there were a number of other African American students who were in the chorus.
And the chorus director was African American.
At a white school?
Uh-huh.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Any African Americans at Chapel Hill High?
I don't know. Miss Madge Harry was our was our chorus director. And so I was in the chorus.
Was that a stimulus for you to join the chorus?
Yep, it was.
Someone you could identify with?
I could identify with, I felt comfortable with, and we more or less did things as a group. We sort of decided we were going to do this and did it. Now, there was Laverla Peace who also went with us, and I think she became more integrated into the group. She tended to become more involved with the white community than many of us did. But, yeah, just depends on the people.
What about the difference in the teachers? You describe a very distinct set of characteristics about the teachers at Lincoln High School. Very supportive, very encouraging, parental, counseling.
Mm-hmm.
What did you find at Chapel Hill High on Franklin Street teachers?
A little mixed. There were a couple of teachers who I felt were caring, supportive, and sensitive, and then I found others who were rather racist. And I don't know if they thought they were racist, but an example, in social studies, I can recall the teacher going around the room saying, well, Mike, now, you're descendants of where? Tom, you're Scottish, and you're German? Now what? Two of us sit up in that class, she never asked us It was just like we were knots on a log sitting there. And from a teacher's perspective, that was probably the most insulting thing that I experienced. You know, the other, some, you know, many of the other classes were, you know, pretty good. But that particular class has bothered me then, and it bothers me to today. That's what stands out in my mind. And as far as student-wise, I thought there were, not being a Chapel Hill native, I'm sure with all these interviews you've heard this, but there's a distinct difference in being from Chapel Hill and being from Carlsbad.
Tell me.
Chapel Hill whites really, at that time, had absolutely nothing to do with Carlsbad whites. They did not want to be associated with Carlsbad in any way. Carlsbad was viewed as poor and redneck. On the rock wall, it was, which is very, is, they're still there, it was very distinct. Chapel Hill would be on this end, we would be in the middle, and Carlsbad would be over there on the end. And actually, one of my classmates, we had a reunion this year. I didn't go, but because I couldn't. It was the same weekend as my father's birthday, so I just didn't even try to do all of that. But she was saying that a certain classmate actually talked to her during this reunion. And she said, you know he wouldn't have talked to me 30 years ago. And it's because she was from Carlsbad and he was from Chapel Hill. And that's why he wouldn't have taken the time of day to talk to her.
So you had a lower socioeconomic white group,
mm-hmm.
redneck,
mm-hmm.
from Carlsbad,
mm-hmm.
working class family,
mm-hmm.
and then you had another group from Chapel Hill. Were these mostly professors, children?
Professors, business owners, you know, that kind of thing. I actually went to school when Alexander Julian was in school. I mean, that he's in our age group. So, you know, they were the Franklin Street business people. You had restaurant owners, whatever, you know.
Did these two groups relate to the African American students differently?
Oh, yes, very differently. We were not welcomed by the Carlsbad group at all. I mean, and they were blatantly abusive and negative and making constant comments all the time.
What kind of abuse?
Well, just...
besides the verbal?
It was mostly, it was all verbal.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't physical intimidation?
No, no. It was all verbal.
Didn't see fights?
I didn't. I'm sure some took place, but I can't recall actually seeing a fight.
What kind of...
And the Chapel Hill side, if they didn't want us there, they didn't openly let us know it. But the Carlsbad side was very... they didn't cover up anything. And you got it more from the men than you did the females. And I don't know why, but the males were they were just nasty. I don't know a better word for it.
Now, you know, I've heard all of the racial slangs,
mm-hmm.
and I don't need to hear them again.
Good.
I'd rather not hear them again.
You see, I'm avoiding them.
Yeah, well, I think that's good. But aside from that, were there other things that they said that you can remember?
Not.
Did they question why you were there? Did Did they tell you to go home or things like that?
Yeah, they told us to go home. And they would say things like, look at that. Wonder what they think they doing here. You know, that kind of stuff. And they said, and when they walked past us and they would draw up like, you know, don't get near me. Some of that might rub off on me. You know, that kind of behavior.
Made you feel real welcome, huh?
Right. Now, what they did at Chapel Hill High, we were all assigned, I know the females were assigned big sisters. And so we all had a big sister that would, you know, to work with us.
A wife.
And, you know, we had concerns or anything, they were there for us if we needed them, which I thought was a positive.
I hadn't heard that before. That's
it. Yeah, we had big sisters.
Did they really make an impact, or was it very perfunctory?
It was super. It depended on who you had, because the two people that I was involved with were very good. So, where someone else may have not had the same experience. And I don't know whether it's because in one person's case, her mother knew me before I went to Chapel High. So therefore, she even went more out of her way to befriend me.
Did you socialize with her?
At school, but not on a not outside of school. I didn't do any of that socialization outside of school. I just didn't put myself in that position. I didn't want to feel uncomfortable, so I didn't do it.
So are you saying that you really felt uncomfortable with whites at that time?
And at that time, in certain social settings, you know, I did not want to put myself in a position to be the only one there. I didn't feel the need to be a part of the in crowd. I was going for my education. I was really going to make a statement that I've integrated this school, or desegregated, it was never integrated, desegregated the school. That was my goal. I didn't need to go home with them. I didn't need to spend the night with them. I didn't even need to go out to dinner with them. That wasn't something I was looking for. I was happy in my own community. I didn't need that to be fulfilled. Now, there were other people who were in my class who I know did do that, and apparently they felt quite comfortable with it, you know, and that's what they wanted to do. But that was not something that I personally wanted to do. I didn't have a need for that.
Were you the first class in 63 to integrate the high school, or were there others there before you, other African-Americans?
Now, that's what I'm not really sure of, you know, because there were a couple of people who went a little bit early, but I don't know exactly what year they went. And in terms of our years, you know, we really need to double-check that to make sure, because that's the part that's a little fuzzy with me.
How did you feel you stacked up academically? And was that a problem for you, your feelings about your ability to compete?
In some courses, but not in all courses. It just depended on the course. In the French class, I think I felt that way.
Did you were stacked up okay, or did you needed some help?
I needed some help. And in math, I felt like I needed some help. And actually, I got a tutor. My parents got me a tutor in math. But everything else, I didn't feel.
Did your grades change between Lincoln and Chapel Hill High?
And math and French.
But the other classes stayed about the same. So you didn't feel fearful of raising your hand in class and offering an answer to a question?
Not really. The class that was more intimidating was that social studies class, and it was how that particular teacher made me feel. You know, I always felt like I was being ignored by her. And sometimes I would raise my hand just to see if she'd call on me. Sometimes, rarely did she.
Did the teachers, most of the teachers, some of the teachers, none of the teachers have eye contact with you? Hard to remember.
Hard to remember.
It's not something that sticks out in your mind.
No. My English classes and my math classes, I felt like the teachers were very involved, very open. And those are the classes. And even in my business class, I felt that they were.
In 63, when you went to chapel in Ojai on Franklin Street for the first time, how many African Americans do you think were at the school then?
No more than five, if that means. You mean that were there before me?
With you.
Oh, that went with me?
Yes.
I don't know. There were several that went with me.
I know that you said that you were a group of eight or nine.
Our eight went out of my class. Mm-hmm. But there were a lot of kids behind me that went, and I don't have a clue as to how many it was.
So the year before, they were already there?
No, we all went the same year.
So 63, you think?
A big group
went in
63. A huge group. Because there were a lot of younger people that went than with the eight of us.
Well, they went to the junior high. They were younger than you.
Well, then they would be in ninth grade. That's right. You're right. So there wouldn't have been any in the high school part. We were the only ones in the high school part, the eight of us. I keep forgetting when they were together, the junior high and the high school. I keep putting ninth grade with the high school. That has changed.
Are there other things that stand out in your mind about the differences between Chapel Hill High and Lincoln?
The kids at Chapel Hill High drove cars. And Lincoln, I don't think anybody had a car. You know, this thing with cars has always been their thing. And probably, if the truth were told, there's not a whole lot of difference between the present Chapel High and the Chapel High of the 60s.
You think they're still desegregated but not integrated?
Right. If the real truth were told.
That's what we're trying to tell.
You know, because there will be a few kids where there's a mix, you know, a real integration. But, and my own children went through Chapel Hill High. And they've never been, my oldest son was in a semi-segregated, because he went to elementary school and mostly in Durham. But most of their school career has been totally integrated or desegregated. But neither one of them ever, they had friends who they played sports with, but they never really got into being involved with the white community. Neither one of them. And by them playing sports, you would think they would have, but they never did. They would always come back home. Their main friends were other African-American guys. They just never really got into that.
Do they still feel, I've had someone describe to me that over a period of several years between 66 and 69 at the new high school, mm-hmm. integrated high school, that a wall went up between the two cultures?
It may have. Now, see, by then I was away in college and I didn't come back to Chapel Hill, although I was right in Durham, but I was not involved in anything in Chapel Hill until the late 70s, so that very well could be.
What I wanted to ask is, did you perceive when your sons went to Chapel Hill High that this wall was still there?
Not really, no.
There was a lot of anger at a lot of different things in the 60s.
Yeah, but see, and my kids, my oldest son, it was in the 80s, see, by the time he went.
He didn't feel that anger?
No. I never thought he did. I mean, he was always in the accelerated classes. He was the only one in the jazz band and that kind of stuff. But he was the kind of kid that was cocky and felt that nobody could do any better than he could. So it didn't matter to him. That's just the way he was.
Who did he get that from?
I don't know.
Are there other things that stand out that you want to share? Anything about Lincoln or Chapel Hill High School?
I really enjoyed Lincoln High. And like I said, the only reason I chose to leave was because I wanted to carry this integration thing as far as it could be carried. I thought that as a citizen of the United States, I had a right to make a choice as to where I wanted to go to school. So therefore, I had marched, I had been in sit-ins and everything, and I felt like I had a right to go. I was actually closer to Chapel Hill High in terms of distance from my house, so why could I not walk? I walked to Lincoln, but the mileage from my house to Lincoln was much further than the mileage from my house to Chapel Hill High.
Well, I'd like to take a trip back to Lincoln again. I haven't asked you about your sports program, mm-hmm. which from my reading and listening to people, it was legendary. What was it like going to a football game at Lincoln High School?
It was the best Friday night you could ever spend. It was just magnifying. And I couldn't wait to get on the field to do the band performances that Mr. Edgerton had taught us. It was just the highlight of the week. You couldn't wait to Friday night for the football game. And then even when the games were away, the guys would come and sing to Mr. McDougal when they got back from a football game, if they won especially. And they'd come back and sing Mighty Tigers.
In front of his house?
In front of his house.
I thought he went to those games.
He went to some of them. But when that team would come back at night, you know, the team would always be the last group to come back.
Mm-hmm. And when
they'd come and stand in front of his door and sing Mighty Tigers. And went, Mighty Tigers, Mighty Tigers. Mighty Tigers, Mighty Tigers. Late at night while you're sleeping, Mighty Tigers come a-creeping around. Ow, 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 ow. la 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 la, rump de dum de dum, and they'd go. And the reason I know this, remember, that was Mr. MacDougall's house. This was my house. And my bedroom was right on the front. So
I had a good view.
I had to listen to that every Friday night, and I had a good view.
When the team came out on the field, when you were at the junior high school, or at Lincoln, mm-hmm. Well, I guess it would be considered Lincoln Middle School, but they didn't call it
that. They just called it Lincoln. There was no distinction between middle school and high school.
Did the team run around the field and then go to the center and sing? Someone had told me that, and I'm trying to validate whether that happened or not, or if it did happen, what era, whether it was in the early 50s.
That I don't remember.
Do you remember anything?
And I was there during Coach Bradshaw and Coach Pierman's time. It's when I was there. And I honestly don't